We got some pretty good transpocalypse propaganda and a kind of a confession, I guess you could say, from this entity here called Jojo Siwa, who I've never heard of until now. And apparently this is one of those Miley Cyrus types, kind of a former child star in the Nickelodeon factory. And then it's turned into the naughty, quote-unquote, naughty girl. You know, it's basically the same formula as Miley Cyrus or Britney Spears. So all the young girls follow this person as an idol and as an influencer. They're influenced by this person's behavior and fashion and all that stuff. And then the person transforms into a lady gun, putting out the genderless or androgynous propaganda to influence the next generation of girls to sterilize themselves, to turn themselves into abominations. They want to transform humanity into abominations. All right, so you see here, there's a few things going on. It's wearing this breastplate that gives it kind of a male torso, basically. And then this also has a male genitalia. Now, that could be real. Who knows, right? Now, this person, I believe, is a boy, actually. We'll talk about that in a minute. And it's got the winged entity tattoo. Lady gun. The lady's got a gun. Jojo's got a gun. I guess that's the message here. Same photo shoot, grabbing the old package there and got the male breastplate thing on there, but the long girly hair with the makeup, right? Shaved body hair, torso thong with phallic detailing, telling you it's a man, male muscles. It's kind of a confession, you could say, breaking into the world from the abyss into this realm. Pretty blatant androgynous propaganda. And this is what the person used to look like on Nickelodeon. You know, this costume kind of deflects our attention away from what this person really is. It's just a boy dressed up like a girl. And that's how they roll, man. This is their cult. You know, some people circumcise their children. Others baptize their children. These people turn their children into transvestites. They do this big old fake smile to make themselves look more girly. This is a cult symbolism right here. 2 into 1. Almost every photo has this big old fake smile. Let's see if we can see one. Oh yeah, there you go. Just a boy. It's a young boy. The makeup on. Nickelodeon. Kind of like Disney. You know, they just have all their little transvestite kids. I'd have to assume they sexually abuse them and do all kinds of weird stuff to them. That's a boy. They dress them up like girls from day one. And who knows what's going on inside these kids' heads. I guess they're turning them into superstars, and they don't complain too much. It's a boy with makeup, long hair, or a wig, or hair extensions, girly clothes. Oh no, look at that one. If you're not sure, just look at this photo. Keep it real simple. All right, that's a boy. If it's even human. I'm not sure human's even the right word here, but all they did was slap on some makeup with this one. And we're going to see this one basically follow the Miley Cyrus template and do all kinds of crazy stuff to get attention and also to try to influence the fan base, who used to be little girls, but the fan base is growing up as well. Some occult symbolism there. And by the way, they're pantheists, right? So they believe God is androgynous, and they need to be androgynous too, in order to truly be God. And I guess all this rainbow stuff is, you know, part of the pride movement. Pride is rebellion against God. The person's only 21 years old, right? It's been on all these shows for the last 10 years, including recently RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Untucked. So this person is now untucked, playing herself or himself untucked. All right, it's not the human race, it's the drag race. And if we look back at the original photos, you can see this is what this person looks like now. Trying to tell us something. People still don't get it. I mean, why would a girl do this, right? A girl would never do that. That's the last thing they'd want to do. But now they're trying to make this look cool. They want all the women to cut off their breasts and to start wearing a packer. And they want the men to look like this as well, basically. Now, I saw this clip the other day of Prince Philip saying that the world is overpopulated and that human beings are like a plague, a virus. And the way he talked about people was like he was kind of acting like he wasn't human. He was like talking about the human beings like they were a different species than him. And so they basically just think we're a bunch of cockroaches. And so this is one way to sterilize the population, right? They're selling sterilization these days. In the 70s, they sterilized people in India. India has been using sterilization as a method of population control since 1951. So here's a chart of India in their sterilization programs. They started to sterilize millions of people in the 60s. You can see over here is how many people were sterilized. And then in the 70s, it became about 9 million at first. And then in the late 70s, 18.5 million people were sterilized. They say it was voluntary at first. They incentivized sterilization. But then here it said voluntary sterilization changed to forced sterilization. 8 million people forced to be sterilized, just like people were forced to inject magic potions just a couple of years ago. All right, they forcibly sterilized people. They dragged them out of their homes, held them down, and sterilized them. They basically gave the men a vasectomy. But as we know, throughout history, there has been forced castration upon certain people. And even these days, they're getting us ready for forced euthanization with these pods. So I don't know what's really going on with this story here, but they got these, apparently, they have these suicide pods now. So basically what I see happening, it wouldn't even surprise me at all. It would surprise me if this doesn't happen. Let's put it that way. That, you know, that movie Logan's Run, right? I think there was a limit on how long people could live. So I could see where, you know, they'll use some kind of crisis, right? Some kind of narrative to scare people. And then the only solution is forced castration, forced transvesticism. For some reason, they're definitely encouraging people to go down that road these days. Forced suicide, forced euthanasia. So just like now, we have a retirement age, right? There's an age where you can collect your Social Security check. There's an age in many countries where you have to retire at a certain age. And I could see easily in the future, there's going to be an age where you must die. There's going to be a limit on how long a person can live. At some point, they will put a time limit on how many years a human being can live. And there could be a tiered system. You know, you may have to earn your right to even exist. They can do all this with all the technology. They can do whatever they want. Remember that human beings are basically programmable. You can program a person to do anything. And the easiest way, it seems like, to program people is to give them the scary narrative, trauma-based mind control, and people just panic and obey the government. If most of the world's population was persuaded to inject strange elements into their body, you could easily persuade people to sit inside one of these pods and push a button. It's the same thing. There's no difference. They may as well have just gone to the suicide pods a couple of years ago, right? It's the same thing. It's the same concept. And anyone who doesn't do that is going to be ostracized. And at first, it'll be like 80 years old, right? Oh, you lived a long life. You're 80 years old. There'll be some kind of party. They'll celebrate. You know, they'll make people feel good about it. And it'll be like this honorable thing. And anyone who doesn't do it will be a bad person. And they'll lose their reputation. Their whole life's work gone down the drain. They were so selfish, they lived to be 81 years old. They're bad people. Then it'll go down to 70, then 65, and then 60, and then 50. You know, there'll be no natural reproduction. It's a brave new world. It's Logan's Run. It's all these dystopian movies. Those are all the plans. That's the blueprint. So this is one element of that. You know, and this is a person both male and female, right? That's the message here. Androgynous, just like they believe Adam was androgynous. And this is salvation to them, right? Androgyny turns them into gods, at least in their mind, in their worldview. And remember the Georgia Guidestones, which were destroyed a couple of years ago, it said to maintain the population at 500,000, right? Maintain the population, which means it must be controlled. And we see here, even in this chart, you know, they've been doing this in India, all right? They called it the emergency. There was an emergency, and they had to forcibly sterilize people in India. They called it an emergency. It lasted like 5 years. Right here, the emergency led by Mr. Gandhi. internal and external threats to the country, right? So whatever it is, there's always going to be an invisible threat, an invisible enemy, right? We saw that with 9/11. We saw that with the pestilence narrative, an invisible enemy. We can't see it. There's no evidence it really exists, but just to be safe, we got to cut off your balls. Allowing elections to be canceled and civil liberties to be suspended. You got to suspend the civil liberties. Mr. Gandhi's political opponents were imprisoned and the press were censored. This could have been written last week. A mass campaign for vasectomy was spearheaded by The Sun. A state of emergency, all right? They can do anything they want. They can come and cut off your balls. They can cut off your children's balls. At least they can try to. Because there's an emergency. There's a population emergency. There's a climate emergency. Whatever the emergency is, they'll come up with an excuse to come and take your children away and cut off their balls. It's starting to happen already. They want to create an androgynous society. They want to set up the breeding colony, controlled breeding, maintain the population. And they want your children to look like this. They're putting boys in girls' clothing. All right, that's what they do. Nickelodeon, Disney, all of them. All right. Every show, when you see a child, they're all inverted, and they want to turn people into this. And it just so happens we could have the next president, claims to be from India, but is not. And remember that Kamala began his presidential campaign on RuPaul's Drag Race. This was the first speech he gave the day after being nominated as the candidate. He went on RuPaul's Drag Race because this is who he represents. The drag race, not the human race. The whole platform is to destroy the human race and to create the drag race. That's why this person's main agenda is pro-abortion, right? They want to kill as many babies as possible. They want to sterilize as many children as possible. And then they want to roll out the suicide machines to kill adults. If they want to kill babies so much, don't you think they also want to kill adults? If they hate babies so much, don't you think they hate you too? That's what this is. They're telling you. This is the drag race, not the human race. This is an alien race outside of the natural order. And they want to exterminate the human race and replace it with the drag race. This person here was just on the drag race also, all right? RuPaul's Drag Race is telling you what's going on. This is the new humanity, the Lady Gun. So there's a connection between Lady Gun, JoJo Siwa, and the Indonesian ladyboy, the drag queen on the drag race, all right? Kamala's telling you that he's a drag queen. Why else would he go on this show and start his presidential campaign there?
What do you see as the biggest challenges in conservation?
The growing human population. Because if where we are, there's nothing else.
And do you have views about what should be done about that?
Can't you guess?
Well, it could be on a spectrum from mass sterilization to greater availability of contraception. I don't know. I don't know what your views are as to what can be done about it.
Well, I think it might be described as a voluntary family limitation.
At the basis of it all is this colossal increase in the human population. It's one of the living species of the planet, but it's reaching plague proportions. Plague proportions.
Can't you guess?